Today is Flag Day, a day set aside to honor the Stars and Stripes. It's also the kickoff to National Flag Week. In his Flag Day proclamation, President Obama said the flag tells our nation's story and embodies its highest ideals. Several states have passed laws mandating that any flags flown at government buildings must be made in the United States. Maryland not only uses domestically produced flags, it also makes them in state prisons. We're joined on the phone now by Donna Beck and Rosine Smith. Ms. Beck is the regional manager for the Maryland Correctional Enterprises Textiles Division. Welcome to the program, Donna.
Thank you.
And Ms. Smith is an inmate at the Maryland Correctional Institution for Women and has been making flags there for about 8 years. Welcome to you, Rosine.
Hello. Thank you.
Let me start with Donna Beck. How is it that Maryland's prisons started producing flags?
Well, our oldest catalog that we could find dated back to 1950, and we offered sizes ranging from 2 foot by 3 foot all the way up to a 10 foot by 15 foot U.S. flag. So we've been making them for quite some time.
And about how many do you make on average?
Well, for 2008, for example, we made and sold just about 1,000 flags between the U.S. and Maryland flags.
I'm going to bring in Rosine Smith now because you actually make these flags.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Now, how did you get involved in the textiles program at the Correctional Institution?
Well, as part of the assignment in the institution, it is to either go to school or work. And because I have a high school diploma, I chose to work. So I was assigned to the sew shop plant, and I was taught and trained to sew flags. And I've been doing that since I've been here for 8 years.
Now, are they done in pieces?
Yeah, we take, for instance, the red and white is done separately on different machines. We use what we call a lap seam machine to put the red and the white stripes in the star fill, and then the double needle machine hems and sews and attaches the umbrella banner so it can be flown.
Do you get satisfaction from the job that you have sewing flags?
Yes, I do. I've never done anything like this before, and I've never been employed doing anything that was worth as much as the United States flag.
So you feel really, satisfied, I guess, when you complete one.
Yes, I'm very proud.
Yeah.
If it's not right, it's not good enough. It's the American flag.
Rosine Smith is an inmate at the Maryland Correctional Institution for Women. Donna Beck is the regional manager for the Maryland Correctional Enterprises Textiles Division. And at the Maryland Correctional Institution, many of the flags flown at government buildings are produced. Rosine and Donna, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.